yeah, you can have the perfect webinar and you can copy the most successful funnel and you can have awesome email marketing and you can hire all the experts. But if you don't show up doing something that you love and you're passionate about, you are already behind everybody else, because that comes through in your content and everything you create. You are listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast, episode number 625. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you guys are having a fabulous week. I got to watch the solar eclipse yesterday, and how cool was it to live in the path of totality? Like, I just feel like that's such a unique and special experience, and people traveled from all over to get to Texas and other areas to be able to be in the path of totality. And it was really cool. It was a very cool experience. And we just had an eclipse in October. I think it had a less of a path that it went where totality was, but it wasn't totality in Austin, but it was October and it was only like an hour and a half away that there was totality. So it went to like, I think 85%, but there's definitely a big difference between being able to see it almost to totality and then fully being able to see it. It was pretty cool. We spent it just in our yard. Like, how cool is that? We didn't have to go anywhere. It was like, people are like, what are you doing? I'm like, just going outside, putting my feet in the grass. It's like grounding with the energy. So all my CrossFit friends were like, they sometimes like to be like, Emily, what do? When it comes to the woo stuff. And I was like, put your feet in the ground. And so they did. A bunch of them did. It was funny. But yeah, it was cool. And I think one of my other favorite parts about it was that everybody was watching it. Like, my entire neighborhood was outside watching it. And you could hear people like, oh my gosh, when it was the 3 minutes of totality. And I just thought that was a cool thing. It was a cool reminder that humans can just all come together for one single thing like that. And, you know, there's a lot of division and division in the world right now. And ultimately, like, I don't know, it just felt like a reminder to me of like, hey, we can all just come together for one cause, which was watch the eclipse. But it was just cool. Like, everyone paused their day. There was no school. They canceled school. Like, people stayed home from work. Mostly because they were worried about how many people were here and the traffic and stuff. But, you know, everybody was here and outside with their families watching it. And that was kind of a cool bonus experience for me. But it was super cool. And I also had fun watching the animals, like the birds and my chickens. My rooster was like, what is happening? So anyways, I hope you got to enjoy it. I know a lot of people did. Got to see totality or maybe traveled to it. But yeah, it was really awesome. So today's podcast episode, I felt inspired to share because it's something that I'm personally leveraging, these four things, and they are a big part of the evolution that I've gone through over really the last six months, I would say, like since fall of last year, and shifting the way that I do business, I look at business, the way that I run my day, the way that I, like, my values almost. And they're things that I really didn't embody before or believe in or see value in. And so I feel inspired to share this because they're driving a lot of what I'm doing right now, and they are creating a tremendous amount of growth and momentum and impact in the best way possible. And I feel like if I would have listened to a podcast episode like this, you know, maybe a year ago, it would have opened my eyes to a different way of doing things. So these four strategies are very simple, and they, again, I think they're very underrated because I think that so much of the business world, especially like the corporate traditional business world, which a lot of you guys listening are probably not in, but we still derive business and best practices and like what's appropriate and what's not and what's possible and what's not from the corporate business world, right? And I think a lot of small business owners and online entrepreneurs, and honestly, female entrepreneurs, are changing the way that we do things for sure today. But I still think there's a lot of us who are programmed to not think that these things work. So what the heck are these things that I'm talking about? They are very simple. I'm going to tell you all four of them, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about them. So the four strategies that are super underrated and will make you 100% more money, even if when you hear them right now, you're like, yeah, right. I'm telling you, I'm a walking case study of it right now. And that is ease, finding ease in your marketing, play and creativity, fun, and chasing what makes you excited. These are all things that I used to not even consciously, but definitely did think didn't help grow your business or were a waste of time. And I remember hearing multiple times like last year, you know, about different female entrepreneurs in the space. Like I'd have friends who'd be like, you've got to connect with so-and-so. Like they just run their business and it's just like fun and, you know, easy for them. And they're just doing what they love. And like when you're around them, you can feel it in their energy. And I'd always be like, yeah, but they probably don't have that big of a business. Like I really thought that. And it wasn't until I really opened my eyes to this last fall and then started kind of dabbling in it, I guess, that I realized like, oh, wait a second, there is a different way to do this. And I mean, you could go back and find podcast episodes where I was like, business is hard. Like you have to be willing to do the hard and, you know, grind. And like, if you're not willing to, then you should quit. And here's the thing, like this is the conversation that I want to have about this. There are still challenging moments in business. And this is where I think these two sides get it wrong. Is like one is like, just have fun. Like you should only do things that are really fun and easy and like the feminine side, right? And then you have the grind and hustle and like you got to push through and you got to make stuff happen. I think in the middle comes the word alignment. Right? Because when you're aligned, and I do think this word is overused, but I think it's the best word for this. When you are aligned with your purpose and with what you love doing, and you are having fun, and therefore you like what you're doing, it doesn't feel like work. When you're aligned, then when a hard thing comes across, you know, your business and you've got a challenge or an obstacle or something that didn't work that you have to handle, it's easy to handle it because you're fully aligned in what you're doing. You're not operating through force. There's a book called Power Versus Force. And it's all about how the different like energy frequencies basically, but ultimately when you look at it, you can either operate from power or from force. And I used to almost solely operate from force. Like, we got to make this happen. We got to push through. We got to grind. Okay, we have a problem. Like, we'll just push through. We'll get to the other side. But what if when you have those problems, it's an actual invitation to think about how you could do something differently and step into the power? That's what I didn't see before. And when you're operating from a place of power and ease and alignment, then you still have the challenges. You still have the discomfort. You still have the things that you may not want to face, like the difficult conversations or the difficult decisions or investing in something that maybe doesn't pay off. Those things don't disappear, but they become really easy to handle. Not to mention, it is a massive amplifier and competitive edge if you are running your business from a place of creativity and fun and leveraging what you're naturally good at and what makes you excited. Like, I want you to just think about somebody. Let's say you're thinking about going to get a service and you have two different people. You're going to get, you know, a health service, let's say. You have two people. You have one who they're just clocking in. Like, this is just their job. They have to do it. They don't really love it. This is how they're making ends meet, and they show up, but they're not really excited about it. It's for sure not their passion. It's for sure not their life calling, and you know it when you talk to them. Like, they're just getting through the day, right? Then you have the same role, let's say the same service, and you go to that person who this is their passion. They could talk about it all day. They love what they're doing. You can tell it doesn't feel like work because when they get the opportunity, go the extra mile, give you the extra 5 minutes or add something onto your service or give you extra information, they happily, willingly, voluntarily do it because this is their passion, their calling. They love it. You can immediately tell, right? I know that we have all had many scenarios where you have the people who are in their purpose, in their medicine, and doing what they're here to do and loving what they do. And then you have the people who are just checking the box, showing up, don't really love it, right? So why would it be any different of you as a business owner, right? And the way that your energy comes off to your audience and how you show up for your team, for your clients, for your customers, for anybody consuming your content when you compare those two. If you are operating your business right now from a place of force and dread and obligation and putting yourself in a box that you don't feel like you fit in and you don't feel like you are able to fully live your purpose and execute what you're passionate about. Okay, that's going to come off compared to the business owner who's like, I wake up every day and love what I'm doing. I love the content I'm creating. I love what I'm talking about. I love my audience. I love my clients. Like, I am lit the F up when I work. You can tell immediately, and you can't tell me that that's not going to impact your business growth. Okay. So let's talk about each one of these just a little bit. And then my invitation to you is to just sit with this week and ask yourself, how could I bring more of these four things into my business? And I'll tell you firsthand, it's not an overnight thing. Like, you can't just decide, okay, I'm going to have more fun and I'm going to make things easier and I'm going to do more of what I love tomorrow. It's a step-by-step. Because it's a lot of undoing what you're maybe used to doing up until this point. And also, you've built an entire business, maybe like I did, off of the opposite, right? So you've built a business that depends on force and grinding. And that's the culture, whether you have a team or not, like that is the values and the culture. And so it's going to take a little bit of time to undo and shift that, but you kind of have to trust the process. So first of all, ease. When I say ease, I don't mean easy, okay? There still will be challenges and there will be obstacles. There will be times where you question if you're making the right decision. There will be investments that you make that don't pay off. That is part of the game. Ease is a lack of resistance. It means that the next decision, the next strategy, the next project, the next offer, what you have to do, as uncomfortable as it could be, feels like a no-brainer. It feels in alignment, right? It's like, for example, I am throwing this huge entrepreneur experience party on May 4th. If you want to come, you can go check that out. If you look at the pin post in my Instagram, you'll see the information. But this idea came through and it was like, okay, to celebrate this massive shift in my business, which we're going to have a huge announcement at the in-person event, like I wanted to do something in person. And it went from, let's just do an intimate dinner with some of my entrepreneur friends in Austin to like, no, we're going to create something for the community. It's not an easy thing to do. Like, we're doing it in 4 weeks' time, a party, an experience for 100 plus people, okay? But every single step has felt like ease is behind me because every decision, every next thing we need to work on, every piece of support that I ask for, there's ease because it's in full alignment and because I'm excited about it. And because I know if there's an obstacle of like, oh, I don't even know, like the catering got messed up, whatever, we'll figure it out because what we're doing, we want to do, it's in alignment, we love it. And so any obstacle that could come our way is not one to create a lot of a resistance to doing the event itself. So when you look at your business, if you want to create more ease, you have to ask yourself, where do I feel the most resistance? where do I feel the most resistance when I get up in the morning and I think about working in my business that I'm just like, oh, I don't want to do that. It's not leveraging my skills. It's not leveraging what I love doing. It feels really hard. It takes me forever. And I just have so much resistance. Where are those places and what could you do to shift that? And for some people, this looks like changing their entire business, literally. Like it could be, I don't want to offer that thing anymore. I'm going to change what I'm offering, right? Because when you're in a place of ease and alignment, everything becomes abundant. And you're able to create so much more because you're not constantly going up against resistance. Like, what do you think is going to work better? A pathway that water can just flow through easily, or a pathway that's filled with huge boulders and trees and obstacles for the water to flow? Like, that's the difference. The water's still going to probably get through no matter what, but how do you want it to get through? You want your business to be that straight flow of path for water. And the only way you do that is you find where there is that resistance and you dig into why that resistance is there. Sometimes it's there because you don't know how to do it. Sometimes it's there because you don't have the right support. Sometimes it's there because there's a misalignment between what you're doing and what you want to be doing. You have to dig into that. The resistance is just an invitation to make a shift, but to not push through it, which is something I used to say a lot. Okay, play and creativity. I'm going to bundle this in with fun. Because this is the one that I was like, this is a waste of time. Like, and I think that before I did this because I didn't have a lot of fun in my life. Like I was very serious, very in my masculine, very like get the stuff done, check it off the box, do my workout, work, be with my kids. Like everything was, I don't want to say an obligation, but I think it was. It was an obligation to get these things done for my standards or somebody else's standards. And it wasn't until I realized, wow, there's a lot of power in play and fun. And I have solved some of the biggest problems or came up with some of the best ideas in a state of having fun. And asking myself, how could I make this like 10% more fun? How could I make this 10% more creative? Like, how do you think the idea came about for the entire May 4th experience? Fun. Like, are you kidding? That day is going to be so fun and valuable. But I think that as business owners, oftentimes we devalue fun because we see it as unproductive. I for sure did that. It was like, oh, go out with friends and you know, spend a night out or miss half of a day of work because I'm out at lunch, that's not productive. But what if that's actually some of the most productive things that you can do? Because you put your brain and yourself in a different state that now creativity and solving problems is way more accessible. And that's something I had to learn firsthand to believe it. Like I didn't believe anybody who told me this, but I had friends who were like part of big companies, like 8-figure companies. And one time he said to me, yeah, whenever we have a huge problem, like he literally said this. He said, whenever we have a huge problem, we just get all the leadership team and we go wake surfing on Lake Austin and then we come back and we solve the problem in 30 minutes. And I was like, are you kidding? And he's like, no, literally that's what we do. Like huge lawsuit, big problem that comes through the company. We don't know how to solve it. Everybody's kind of down and stressed out, overwhelmed about it. We're like, come on, CEO, him, all their leadership team, we're going to Lake Austin and we're going to wake surf for 2 hours. And then we come back, we go to the meeting room, we solve the problem. And I was like, what? You know, like that you're joking. But now I understand it. There is something about the energy of play and fun and laughter and that lightness that when you have a huge problem or a deadline or something in your business, if you can bring more play and fun into it, it's going to get solved. And also what I kind of realized is like, if we're not having fun, then what are we doing? If you're not having fun every day building your business and running your business and showing up in your business. I mean, why? Like, for so many of us, we became entrepreneurs to have the freedom to have a life that was on our terms and dictated by us and could be whatever we wanted it to be. And then we're going to not have fun? You know, I think that with everything, like, what is the point in life if you're not having fun? Like, life is short. And I know that is super cliche, but it's also very true. So the way that I actually bring this into my business is now when I look at marketing strategies or ways to connect with you guys, I ask my team and myself and people around me. And so the way I came up with the May 4th idea is I said, I have this huge announcement. And I could make this announcement virtually on Zoom like I've made other announcements, but I want to do something bigger. And I want to do something more fun and more connecting. And I want to do something that people won't forget. And that's how the idea for the entrepreneur experience was born of let's create an experience. Let's create a half of a day of an experience that includes a challenge. It includes networking. It includes business strategy. It includes a dance party. It includes a fireside chat, like everything all in one. Value, connection, networking, in-person business strategy, all in one. And we're like, let's do it. And we're going to do it in 4 weeks. And we're, you know, only a week in and everything is just falling into place because of that alignment, because of that ease, but also the inspiration for an idea that I feel is iconic for my business and for the industry came from asking myself, how could I create this in a way that's more fun? And then the final piece to this is finding what makes you excited. I think this is super underrated. I kind of already talked about it in the comparison of two people who do a service and one who's like passionate, it's their purpose, they love it, and then one who's just kind of checking the boxes. But I definitely discovered this last fall and we created a process called Identify and Align. Every single person, no matter if you're in a merge, just starting out working with us to sell your offer for the first time, or all the way up in Elite, our highest level offer goes through my proprietary process, Identify and Align. And the purpose of this process is to identify your unique talents and what you love and your purpose and make sure you're aligning your marketing strategy with that. You're aligning how you create content, what you create content about, who you're talking to, how you create your offer. Because this is the secret weapon that nobody talks about. Everybody talks about like a blueprint or a strategy that you can replicate, you can copy. But if you go look at any successful business owner, any of them, whether they realize they're doing this or not, they're leveraging their unique gifts, they are in their purpose, and they are doing something they love. You will not find a multi-million business owner who's like, I hate doing what I do. They might hate their business in that moment because they've burnt themselves out, but what they built and what they built it around came from their talents, came from what they love doing. Now, a whole different story is the people who build a business that then removes them from what they love doing and now they hate their business. That is definitely something that can happen. But this is like the magic that nobody talks about. Yeah, you can have the perfect webinar. And you can copy the most successful funnel and you can have awesome email marketing and you can hire all the experts. But if you don't show up doing something that you love and you're passionate about, you are already behind everybody else because that comes through in your content and everything you create. So in this process, what I do is I take people through identifying, because most people don't even know, identifying what they love, what they're naturally good at, what their competitive edge is. If you start leveraging what you're naturally already good at as a person, don't you think you're already ahead of all the business owners out there in your niche? Like, what is the fastest ways to success? Step one would be do something that you don't even have to try. Like, if you're just good at it, right? What are your gifts? Those are going to be unique to you based on your experience and your life and who you are. Like, we're all so unique and we also all have unique experiences that when leveraged correctly will grow your business. So one thing I've identified in myself is, first of all, I love in-person connection. And I can't even believe I'm saying that because like 2 years ago, I was like, I'm too good for that. Like, I just like to stay at my house. But that was just like me out of alignment. I love in-person connection. I also love being able to take somebody through a deep transformation that doesn't just impact their business, but their entire life. So through this, I've created things like my Alaska retreat, my mastermind. More things will come because these are the things that make me so excited. And also for me, like putting together an experience like this, running my mastermind, putting together the Alaskan retreat, it feels like the easiest thing in the world. And that's not going to be the case for everybody. I also have identified in myself that I'm very, very good at taking an end result concept and breaking it down into step by step by step. And so what I end up spending a lot of my time doing is doing that in my content and for other people. Like, I think that is a big part of my purpose here, is to teach people how to be able to do things, because my brain can easily go like, boom, 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 this is how you do it. So I've identified very clearly what I'm naturally good at. And now I can align my time and my energy and what I do and how I show up with those things, which is an automatic competitive edge. So that final thing is really getting clear on what makes you excited and what are you naturally good at? What doesn't feel like work? It feels easy. And how do you do more of that in your business and align your business with those things and then get the support in the places that you don't like and you're not good at? Because there will be those places. So these are four strategies that will make you more money. They're completely underrated. Like, not enough people value these things because so much value is put on the hustle and the grind and the pushing. And I'm not saying that you don't have to show up and you don't have to be uncomfortable sometimes. And owning a business, it isn't easy. There are hard parts to it, but the hard parts don't feel hard when you are leveraging all four of these things, because it feels like, no problem, I've got it. Like, I'm on my path and I know that I've got this. So I hope you guys found these things helpful. They have made a tremendous impact in my own business. And if you've watched me create and shift how I show up over the last 6 months, it's because of these four things.
Thanks for listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast. If you love this episode and want deeper support with your marketing, head over to helpmystrategy.com to see how Hirsch Marketing can help take your marketing to the next level, no matter where you're at today. We help our clients scale faster than ever, find hidden leaks in their funnel, experiment with new creative marketing strategies, and help their business explode and be more profitable than they ever dreamed possible. Head over to helpmystrategy.com and see if you qualify for a free strategy audit with Team Hirsch.